Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Housing in Austin is extremely expensive and only getting more and more so. Home is an organization here in Austin that's working to help provide housing and other forms of assistance for musicians. And here to talk about Home, and by the way, Home is an acronym. It's Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers. Here to talk about that is Marcia Ball. She's a vice president of Home. If you want to find out more information about it online, you can do so. homeaustin.org. Marcia, I appreciate you taking the time here on Inside Austin to talk to us today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you talking to us.
Let's talk about the organization. What is it? I mentioned it earlier, I guess, to provide housing and assistance, but let's be a little more specific. What is the mission there for Home here in Austin?
Well, we're almost an accidental nonprofit, but now we're dead serious about what we're doing. But we started out because one musician friend of ours, an older blues singer, Lavelle White, returned to Austin after being away for a while, and she was pretty much without resources. And her manager called us, a group of women who she knew, all of us involved in the music business in one way or another. For instance, Susan Antone from the club, and Denise Boudreaux, who worked with Lucky Tomlin and the Silver Star Entertainment Group, and Marcia Milam, the publicist, and Nancy Copeland, who was booking all the music at the airport at the time, Shelley King, Carolyn Wonderland, Ruthie Foster, Sarah Hickman, Cindy Cashdollar, you know, all the girls, and said, what are we going to do about Miss Lavelle? And so we did what musicians do, and we put together a gig, a fundraiser at Antone, and we all sang Lavelle White's song, and we recorded the evening, made a wonderful record of it, and raised enough money to set her up for a while. And in doing that, realized that, A, there was a big need for that, and B, we could do it to a certain extent. And that was about 9 years ago now.
And Marcia, is that recording still available? Can you either see the video anywhere, or can you buy the album somewhere online or in stores?
We do have the record. You could go to homeaustin.org and write us a note through homeaustin.org, and if you wanted one, and we'll get it to you. We don't actually have them out there so much, you know, in the stores, but we have them, and we'd love to sell them to you. Or if you could make a donation, we'll just send you one as a premium.
Yeah, that's even better. And you mentioned it started with Miss Lavelle, and obviously it's grown over the past 9 years. How many artists, musicians are you up to now?
Well, we gradually added, one and then another until we recently had nine long-term clients for whom we pay rent or mortgage or utilities. And we became a 501c3 and, began to take ourselves more seriously after a couple of years and grew in terms of how we were raising money and learned how to write grants and learned how to be a board. And then the pandemic landed on us a year ago, and two things happened. So many more musicians were just flat out of work. And then also people seemed to step up to help. We got calls from out of the blue from people saying, I understand you're helping musicians. I'd like to give you some money to do that. And we applied for grants, and we raised enough money to give over 100 what we call emergency grants of $500 each. Our demographic who we serve are musicians, long-term musicians, over 55 years of age, and long-term residents of the Austin area. We serve the same area approximately that HAM serves, the same seven-county Austin area region. And so with this money and these emergency grants, we've helped over 100 people just, you know, pay a bill or whatever came down. And then we analyzed our applicants and chose from them another 13 people who are in kind of the lowest demographic of financially in a way, you know, and many of our clients also have health issues. And we picked out another 13 that that we could help. It seemed the most critically important. And now, basically, we have 22 clients, and some are we have our long terms, and we have what we call short terms. But we're working real hard to keep those people on our roster long term.
And Marcy, you mentioned that over the years you've gotten serious. Was it difficult to figure out how to do that as far as the legalities go and maybe bookkeeping? I don't even know what that would entail because I obviously I've never started a charitable organization, a 503C, 501 3C. What is it? 5031?
You're going to edit that out, I bet.
Probably not. Was that a steep learning curve?
Yeah, well, it was not all that steep because we took our time. But, you know, for a while, and probably the first 2 years, we got together at somebody's house and ate a nice dinner and drank some wine and then sat down and had a meeting. Yeah. And then we figured out that we were had more responsibility than that. And we wanted to have more responsibility. So we began to have our meetings and then drink our wine. And it's gotten so now we just have our meetings and we go home. And in the meantime, we, through a good friend who helped us, Bill Thompson, helped, and his law office helped us get our 501c3 designation. And we thought about how to raise money for a long time. I mean, and still, one of our biggest sources of revenue is live gigs, and now virtual gigs this year. Yeah. And that works pretty well. And then for a number of years, we had a big garage sale. But that, after about 6 years, just ended up being so much work and not really the kind of revenue that we could really point at with pride. So we grew up a little bit more and started writing grants and seeking that kind of funding, and we're having some success with that. And once we can tell people what we're doing, I mean, basically we are keeping musicians in their homes. We don't have housing. We don't provide housing. But someone who's in their house but is in danger of losing that home because they can't pay their bills, that's what we do. And to be able to do it for 20-plus people, as a small organization, we have a very well-functioning board with all the committees and executive. Our treasurer is a CPA, and she keeps us on the straight and narrow. We have only one employee, and she is a part-time, and I don't think she even tells us all the hours she's working. I think she works more than she's paid for.
Right.
But her heart's in it, like all of our hearts are in it. And so over 90% of the money we raise goes directly to the client.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Marcia Ball. She's a vice president home. It's housing opportunities for musicians and entertainers. You can find out more information about the organization on the website, homeaustin.org. Marcia, let me ask you this. Is it a new idea that you brought to Austin, or is this something that other cities have kind of latched onto because it's been so successful and such a good idea here? Has there been some expansion of the program, and where'd the idea come from?
Any other city who's doing quite what we're doing. I mean, there are great homeless initiatives in major cities all over the country, and of course, we have foundation communities and these wonderful things here that are addressing the need. But, of course, you, obviously, apparently, you can see the need is far outstripping the resources in our community, and it's just terrifying. I mean, we don't know what someone like Lavelle would do if it weren't for us. And my husband Gordon and I, you know, he says all the time, what happens to people? And I said, I don't know. I mean, you can see them; they're on the street. And right now we're in a situation where because of the damage from the big freeze, you know, apartments are becoming unlivable and families are being put out with a week's notice. And we're very limited on the kind of in help at, with that sort of thing. So we think it's enormously important. And I don't know, people who I talk to all over the country, you know, always say it's a really good idea. But I don't know if anyone is actually modeling anything after what we're doing. I think they should.
If anyone is hearing this now and wants to help with HOME's mission, what's the best way they can do that? Are we looking at like a financial donation on the website, or how can people here in Central Texas help with the mission?
Well, our website is homeaustin.org, H-O-M-E, austin.org, and we do have a Facebook page, which is under Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers, which is kind of fun. And, you know, there's all kinds of activities that are going on. So if you, there's a big donate button on the website. We go through an organization called Network for Good that helps us keep track of what we're doing. And I think you could still see our wonderful holiday show that we did called Home Cooking for the Holidays that raised us a good bunch of money. So go to the website and write us a note through there, or come to my website. Go to Marcia Ball on Facebook and write us a note, or practically any musician in town. Sarah Brown, Eve Monsays, we're all part of it. So and yes, we'd love donations. We'd love somebody to say, I know of a group that gives grants that would help you. We would take somebody who said, I want to help. We have a group who've been very involved with us called NetSpend, who are helping a group of our clients. They're using their workday, their biannual day of service, to go around to some of our clients and work with them to plant or improve or fancy up their property. We would love anything like that.
And Marcia, with say the last minute we've got here in the segment, what didn't we get to? What would you like to add to the conversation, or what would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas about HOME, or just kind of music and the business in general?
Well, I guess my biggest takeaway is that the people who are out there on the streets, it's not their fault. They're not. It's not that they're not working real hard or haven't worked real hard or tried real hard. They just, as in some cases, can't cope, and in some cases, it's just a bad luck thing. And we need to care about them. And we who have enough or more than enough need to open up our hearts and open up our wallets and help people.
All right. That's Marcia Ball, Vice President HOME. That's Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers right here in Austin. If you want to find out more about it, you can do it on their website, homeaustin.org. Marcia, I appreciate you taking the time, taking the call here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.